progress will always come from Demos, from we the people.
Greece has made a tremendous comeback. We've worked with them very closely.
The United States recognizes only one legitimate government of the Republic of Cyprus.
Nothing can break the spirit of the Greek people.
Long live the friendship between Greece and the United States of America. Ευχαριστώ. Thank you very much.
I'm Thanos Davelis, and this is The Greek Current. Foreign Minister Konstantinos Kombos met with Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Washington this week, with the foreign minister stressing how the relationship with the U.S. is a compass in Cyprus's foreign policy. Evangelos Sava, the ambassador of the Republic of Cyprus to the United States, joins me today as we break down the significance of this meeting and look at the message it sends about ever-deepening U.S.-Cyprus ties. Ambassador Sava, great to have you back on The Greek Current. Thanks for joining.
It's a pleasure to be here with you, Thanos, once again.
Ambassador, Foreign Minister Konstantinos Kombos met with Secretary Marco Rubio, and this meeting came in the wake of the Gaza ceasefire, a 3+1 meeting in Athens on energy, Syria's al-Shara's visit to the White House, and as Cyprus is preparing to take on the presidency of the European Union. Given how much attention is on the region, could this meeting have come at a better time?
No. I think you hit right on the nail. It was as timely as it could have been. We are counting backwards towards the EU presidency, towards the presidency of the Council of the European Union. By Cyprus, it's a very exciting time. There are going to be big announcements about priorities very soon and about the agenda, but we can talk a little bit about that. And then you have, obviously, the developments over the past month, President Trump's announcement of a 20-point plan for Gaza, which was announced at the ceremony where Cyprus, along with Greece, of course, but Cyprus was invited, showing that we are one of the key players in the region in terms of how we can be facilitators of all these initiatives. The aim, of course, always stability and security. So this was a timely meeting to sit down with Secretary Rubio, go over all these things, all these issues that we both have on our radar, both Washington and Nicosia. And I can tell you it was a very thorough, a very interesting, a very lively exchange of views and a lot of convergences on issues that, again, are very, very, very important and very urgent for both capitals.
The foreign minister said the relationship with the United States is, to quote him here, a compass in Cyprus's foreign policy. What message does this meeting send about the direction U.S.-Cyprus relations are heading today?
Yes, I think that's, you know, obviously quite accurate. I mean, it is a compass. The foreign policy of the Republic of Cyprus has been for a long time geared towards that orientation. As a member of the European Union, it's only natural that you would be there. But obviously, we've seen over the last 6 or 7 years a major shift in how we work together with the United States on a number of issues and with an agenda that's expanding and expanding. And, you know, let me say, it's quite evident in the last 2 years over the time of President Christodoulidis' tenure, some really, really notable achievements, some milestones have been really met by both countries. And, you know, let me remind the strategic dialogue, let me remind the defense and security dialogue, President Christodoulidis coming to the White House, the first such a visit after 26 years. So the compass is pointing towards that direction and there is no going back. And, you know, the compass also creates a set of conditions by which the United States, at different levels in the administration, it's quite evident that they know that partnering up with Cyprus is very natural, it's very predictable, it's a given. Why? Because we are the country in the region which is 100% geared towards the West, and we have the same interests, and we also, in a very large sense, have the same values.
Ambassador, in an exclusive interview with the Financial Times, President Nikos Christodoulidis, he urged the European Union to use Cyprus's ties to the Middle East to not only engage with the region, but to strengthen relations with the United States as well. Is our region, the Eastern Mediterranean, and by extension, the Middle East, a point of convergence, in your view, with President Trump and his agenda?
We certainly think so. We certainly see that there is an agenda here that we can be on board with in the European Union. Let me just point to the example of yesterday's decision of the Security Council, where all these developments that have been put in motion over the last month have been adopted by the Security Council, which shows you that if that body can agree on the way forward there, why would the European Union be on the outside instead of the inside, looking in at this particular plan, this particular ambition to make sure that A, we get rid of all the terrorist activity from our region, and B, we create those conditions which will facilitate a better stability, a better environment of peace. So let me remind that within the 20-point plan, within that initiative of the president, of President Trump, my president, President Christodoulidis, presented in Sharm el-Sheikh and has discussed it with other counterparts as well later on in different fora. We have also put forward some ideas which can be helpful in that regard. One such point which the European Union should definitely make more use is how we utilize the Amalthea mechanism to get humanitarian aid into Gaza. That's huge. We've seen it continue, and we have every reason to want to advance it further. Then, in the context of some ideas we have about how we can provide our location, and let's not forget where we are located on the map. You know, I hate to use the cliche location, 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 but that's what it is. We are there in that corner of the Eastern Mediterranean. We have the Humanitarian Corridor Initiative. We have Cyclops, which is a big, big center of training, state-of-the-art training facilities, which has already done great work over the last 2 or 3 years in training officials from like-minded countries. And we can continue to do that in the context of the implementation of this 20-point plan as well.
You know, a key issue that was discussed in this latest meeting in Washington was progress on the 3+1 partnership. What's Cyprus hoping to see on this front, Ambassador? Is it Secretary Rubio's direct engagement in the process? Is it U.S. support for projects like the Great Sea Interconnector, for example?
I think what we want to see is as much, there's no limit to the involvement that we would like to see from the United States. And I have to say that we were extremely encouraged and heartened by the 3+1 Energy Ministers meeting in Athens just a few days ago. This was huge because let's not forget that since the 3+1 was formed during Trump 45 in the first Trump administration, we had that meeting in Jerusalem between the leadership of the three countries plus Secretary of State level from the United States, back then Mike Pompeo, of course. And then, for whatever reason, this mechanism was not really followed up by something concrete and tangible in the course of the following 4 years of the next administration. So now we're back on the horse, so to speak. The energy ministers' meeting was really, really big. As you know, it's going to be followed up by another one in the second quarter of 2025 here in Washington. But the minister yesterday in the meeting also put forward the idea of reviving that level of meeting we had in Jerusalem in 2020, where the three leaders will meet in the presence of the U.S. Secretary of State. So the idea is there. We want to see it materialize at some point. We believe it would be hugely beneficial to the whole region to have the four countries showing at the very highest level that type of engagement. And then energy is going to be, of course, very central to all of this. Exxon and Chevron were already involved in Cyprus. Now Exxon and Chevron are involved in Greece. There is always the connection with Israel. There's always the connection with Egypt. The Eastern Mediterranean is ripe for all these projects to really begin to pick up steam and gather momentum. And the involvement of a country like the United States, tangible involvement, sends geopolitical signals, if I can use the term, because we know at the end of the day that we continue to have concerns about a spoiler, all of us in that particular part of the world. And when you get the United States administration, when you get Washington involved, the signal is very clear and very loud.
I want to bring us back to Cyprus's upcoming presidency of the European Union, because I think this is going to put a lot of attention on Cyprus, both in Brussels and in Washington. How else are you looking to take advantage of this to enhance ties with the United States? Is this a unique opportunity for not just Nicosia, but also Brussels?
I think it's a unique opportunity for all three centers, Nicosia, Brussels, Washington. I think we are in a situation, and it was highlighted yesterday at the meeting of Minister Gombos with Secretary Rubio, in so much as that Cyprus has become very much involved in all the discussions about what's happening in the Eastern Mediterranean. Now, that was evident also yesterday in the meeting where all the issues of the region were discussed. You have a very clear intention on the part of President Christodoulidis of the government to highlight and to showcase the need for more involvement by the European Union in our neighborhood, in the Eastern Mediterranean, and you have the interest of the United States. So this triangle is already proving to have a certain dynamism that we are keen to exploit. And I think I should not get ahead of myself here. We should wait for announcements to be made in Nicosia about how a lot of these things will come to be in the overall approach that we will take about the Middle East and about the Eastern Mediterranean. So stay tuned. You will see the announcements down the road. It is an opportunity. The presidency of Cyprus, of the Council of the European Union, always offers a different platform for the country that's in charge. So I can assure you that that will be utilized to the fullest extent.
Ambassador, I think it's pretty incredible that we haven't touched on the Cyprus problem yet in our discussion. And I know this came up in the meeting as well between Gombos and Rubio. What do you think this tells us about the U.S.-Cyprus relationship?
Well, you know, that the agenda is now so big and so extended and so expanded that we can talk about all of those issues and then we can put them in the context of, okay, we have this particular agenda items. We have the role of Cyprus in the region. Now, imagine a country like Cyprus achieving an end to the forcible division caused by the Turkish invasion of 1974. Imagine Cyprus having full and, you know, I mean, we don't have access. We don't exercise effective control, as the European Union language calls it, over the territory that is under occupation. Imagine having that. Imagine being able to exercise full and effective control over those territories, how much more we can do as an anchor of Western security in the region. So that's the context we're putting the issue in, that is it to the interest of the West to have a Cyprus problem being perpetuated? Is it to the interest of the West to even consider this rhetoric by Turkey about two states? Or is it definitively, in our view, to the interest of the West to have a Cyprus which is reunified, which is one country with one international personality and one sovereignty, being able to utilize its potential and its role in the region of the Eastern Mediterranean? So that's where we are. What we get out of the United States always is that no two-state consideration will ever be given. That's not on the table. That would not be on the table. It's not a solution that would ever be entertained under any circumstances. The name of the game remains bizonal and bicommunal federation, one country. So that's where we are heading. That's where we want to go. And we firmly believe that finding such a solution will be huge and it will pay an incredible dividend, both for the European Union and for the United States.
Ambassador, it's always great chatting. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Thanos. Thank you for the opportunity.
Taking us to our headlines for the day, Greece is accelerating plans to develop a new port in Elefsina, a U.S.-backed project described as a strategic counterweight to the Chinese-controlled Piraeus Port Authority. The government announced an initial legislative measure expected to be submitted to Parliament within days that would enable implementation of the plan and grant Onyx authority to expand beyond shipbuilding. Finally, Greece and Ukraine have agreed to co-produce unmanned surface vessels, or USVs, at Greek shipyards in a move officials describe as a major outcome of Sunday's meeting between Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. According to Kathmerini, the agreement will supply both the Ukrainian and Greek armed forces. That wraps up today's episode of The Greek Current. Thanks for tuning in.